Earlier this morning, I had the pleasure of speaking to three of five-piece band Bean Stella. I spoke with Skylar Knapp on guitar, Nico Brunstein, who's on bass, and Sam Slocum, who's on vocals. They released their debut album, Scream from New York, New York, and I was just feeling super curious and kind of wanted to hear what their sound and their band is all about. They've got some crazy shows lined up later this year and apparently are going to be heading back into the studio. So how exciting.
Been playing a lot of shows. Maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God, amazing. And how was that?
It was really good. Yeah, it was a really good tour. This is our first headline tour in the States, which was really good to do. And yeah, we got to play a lot of places that we've been to opening for other bands, but you know, getting to do our own show there felt very gratifying. And yeah, I thought it was really good.
And you guys are doing Primavera in June this year. And how are you feeling for that?
To be honest, I really haven't thought about it that much just because we've been busy with a bunch of other stuff, but it'll be really fun. Yeah, we haven't really spent that much time in Spain. We've only been there once, but it was very briefly, so I'm excited to just check out the city of Barcelona. The festival, there's a lot of good bands playing, so yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
I wanted to talk about the release of Scream from New York, New York, which is actually your debut album despite having been around for quite a while. So I kind of just wanted to ask about how come it's kind of taken you guys so long to come out with a debut?
Well, I think a lot of that was sort of circumstantial. I mean, we tried to properly do an album right before COVID hit. We like had like an album's worth of songs recorded, but when the pandemic came, it wasn't like there was really not. It seemed like a waste to put our debut album out in a time where we can't really promote it or we can't play any shows. So we ended up just like chopping it down basically by half and putting out like a mini EP. And then I think by the time we put out the self-titled EP, the label, So Young Records, was really small at the time and didn't have the resources for us to do an album. So they said that you guys can only do an EP. So we're like, okay, which we did the EP then. And then finally, I think right after that, we signed a Dirty Hit and they wanted us to do an album. So yeah, I mean, I think in a lot of ways, like we've been trying to do an album for a really long time and the circumstances haven't lined up, but I also think it's a really good thing because it gave us a lot of time to kind of accrue some chops and to get better at songwriting. So yeah.
Following on from that, what is your songwriting and recording process like? And did you have any like cool stories from that?
Everything kind of comes to fruition properly once it goes through the group. I think a lot of times someone will have like an idea, like a guitar riff or a bass line or something like that, that they bring to a rehearsal. But by the time it kind of ping pongs around us, the finished product will be kind of its own separate thing. So yeah, I'd say that's how most of the songs are written. Sometimes they kind of come about very spontaneously. We'll be working on something else and then a new, like completely different song emerges. But yeah, I'd say mostly the way I described is kind of how it happens.
I feel like a lot of your music is kind of situated in New York and talks a lot about the stories from the experience of living there. Was that intentional or just kind of like a function of you all kind of living in New York?
I mean, I'd say a little bit of both. I think it definitely was intentional. We wanted to make a New York record for the first one. But I think the unintentional part is that it was sort of the kind of common through line between us as a band, because we all moved here from different places, and sort of figuring out and discovering New York together was kind of when I think about the five of us, that's the thing that I think about. So in a lot of ways, we didn't really have a choice to write about it, because I really don't know what else, like what other thing is nearly as important as the city to us. So yeah, I mean, I don't think all the songs are about New York. I think there's a lot on there that, you know, kind of emerged past that like initial discovery phase. But I think the plan all along was to make like a New York record.
I also wondered, maybe without using kind of genre-specific words, if you could describe your sound for me, because, I don't know, flicking through, like, what how other people have described your sound, I heard a lot of, like, alt-rock, and I for me, that makes, it kind of grinds my gears, because I'm like, it's that's as non-specific as calling something indie, but maybe if you had a few words, or maybe even influences, musical, non-musical, that would kind of describe your sound, and I guess, like, your identity as a band.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, I guess I'm not super upset by alt rock because I think it's like, I don't know, I think it's kind of hard to, because like the EP has a sound and I think the album has a sound. They're definitely, there is a through line, but they definitely are different and it will continue to get different as time goes on. So I think it's sort of hard for me to like pinpoint what we sound like maybe just for the last record alone. But I guess the thing that I will say is, whenever I think about our music, I always think of it being really like dramatic and really like, I don't know. I think of it always as being like really like big, not in terms of the amount of people listening to it, but in terms of like the intention that it has. It's always kind of trying to get at sort of bigger, big feelings. I feel like that's probably the best way I describe it. But I don't know. I say rock and roll when people ask us what it is, because like that's kind of, I don't know. When I think about like a really good song, like sure it has might have like certain effects pedals on it that make it sound like a shoegaze album, or like certain lyrics that make it sound like a punk record. But like kind of at the core, it's I feel like if you strip everything back, they're rock songs. But I don't know. I'm open to anyone's interpretation of that.
Kind of following on from that, you've got quite like a distinct visual world with like the graphics on your album cover and everything, and I was wondering what inspired that, and maybe furthermore like who you collaborated with on that.
Pretty much all of the art stuff we do ourselves. The album cover, we collaborated with this guy Sam Burgess Johnson, who works at our label, or he doesn't work at our label, but our label works with him a lot. He did some of the, he does like a lot of the 1975's art and stuff. But it was mostly just we kind of had the idea and then he executed the Photoshop stuff that we didn't know how to do, like finding fonts and everything. But yeah, we do most of it. I'd say like a lot of the graphic design stuff comes from like a lot of books that I have. I really like old, like sort of punk flyers. I like a lot of sort of, like there's some filmmakers who have visuals that I think are really inspiring, like Wong Kar-wai, always like his city visuals or something I come back to. There's this photographer that I really like, French photographer named Dolores Murat, who I came across like a couple years ago, and her stuff is really good. But I think for me, it's always, I really struggle with social media because as a band, you have to use it a lot. But I always find it kind of the exact opposite of the kind of way I want to portray the band. I really like making physical things that people can actually hold on to and are saying something. So I think kind of trying to figure out a way to make the digital impression of us as like tactile and meaningful as possible. So mixing a lot of like textures and using handwriting and stuff like that to me makes it feel like you're not looking at something that's gone through like a marketing team or something like that. It feels like it's someone actually saying it to you. So yeah, I think that's kind of what I always think about.
Yeah, no, I so get that. I have, my dad has all of these records by The Builders they're like a New Zealand band. Their album covers are slightly different because they're all handwritten, which I think is so sick. And I hope is coming back. Also, what's coming up next for you guys? Because I'm talking to you quite a while after your album release last year. So I was just wondering, do you have anything in the works apart from obviously so busy with touring?
Yeah, we're recording next month. I can't say what length or whatever it is. Yeah, we're recording a bunch this year. We'll have stuff out again soon, hopefully. But yeah, since we've been back from this last bout of touring, we've kind of just been working on new stuff nonstop. So hopefully soon it'll come out.
Sick. I'm going to be playing the title track from your album. So I was wondering if there was anything you would want to tell the listeners about this specific track.
Yeah, that song, we started it. It's like the oldest song on the album. And we started it probably in 2020, and it was like peak COVID. We had this old practice space that we were sharing with a couple other bands in the city. And so when I hear that song, it kind of went through a bunch of different phases. And for like years, we would play it, and we played it live a couple times in a different form. And then it wasn't until we weren't even going to include it on the record because I kind of felt like we had moved past it. And then the guy we did the album with, Dan, he was super, super into the song and saw it as kind of a focal point for the record as a whole. And he encouraged us to kind of bring it back to life. And then we changed the structure around in a way we hadn't seen before. And then now I would say it's one of my favorites on the album for sure, but it kind of changed a lot. So it's had a long lifespan.
Thank you so much for talking to me. I've been such a fan for so long, and one of my mates saw you guys, I think, when she was in London and was telling me about the gig and how much she enjoyed it. So great to talk to you guys.
Awesome. Yeah, we really want to come to New Zealand soon. Hopefully that'll
Surely.
happen.
We are on the other side of the world, but if
I
Charli
know.
XCX can get here from the Grammys in 2 days, so can you.
It's the end of the world, and I feel fine. A moment away, I take my time. Of holy motors, black smoke coughing through their mask. Old man is taking pictures. The people didn't make a sound. A hummingbird all around. Coming up slow.